Today's daf is Erev and Daf Samach, and we are 18 lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Tes Amid Beis, the two dots, Hoysel Shol Rabin, Vaharehi Vechulu. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza, Ovadia Ben Miriam Leah, and Chaya Shoshana Tova Bas Esther. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Shloime Zeb Ben Avram Yitzchak, and Avram Ben Yibadol L'chaim Tovim, Reb Moshe Chaim. So the topic of the first half of the daf is going to be a continuation of the Mishnah on Daf Nun Tes Amid Aleph, which is a little bit of a digression of the sugyas that we've been learning the last few weeks, which are the sugyas of Techumen. So the Mishnah on Daf Nun Tes Amid Aleph told the halacha about a city that was 100% a Rishos HaYachid, meaning the city was made up of houses, chatzeros, mevoyos, all of which were a Rishos HaYachid, meaning midai raisa, you'd be able to carry in that city without any problem. Midai rabbanon, you'd have to make a shetufa mevoyos. Hacha b'mayaskina, where the people in the city made a shetufa mevoyos. Stating that, the Mishnah said that in the event that the city is an irshal rabbim, the halacha is you can't be ma'ariv the entire city. Meaning you can't make a shetufa mevoyos that will allow everyone in the city to carry anywhere. The reason is because even though the city is a Rishos HaYachid, it's not a Rishos HaRabim. And even though you did everything that you need to do in order to be able to carry in a city like this, for example, you made the Shetufa Mevoyos, however, the Chachamim were worried that being that the city is an Irshal Rabim, Shaloi Tishtakach Toiris Rishos HaRabim, they said that you have to make a Shinoi. What's the Shinoi? Be Meshayer, a small part of the city, leave that on the outside looking in as far as the city goes. As long as you do that, then you'll be able to carry, make a shituf in the rest of the city. Again, we're dealing with a city that's a Rishos HaYachid, stating that Shaloi Tishtakach Rishos HaRabim, the Chachamim said, this is going to be a problem. Now, when is it going to be a problem? In the event that the city is an Irshal Rabim. What if the city was an Irshal Rabim and it became an Irshal Yachid? It doesn't matter. Same halacha. Ein ma'arvin eskulo. What if the city was an irshal yachid and then it became an irshal rabbim? So then the halacha is being that this city was once an irshal yachid, even though now it's an irshal rabbim, the fact that it was once and originally an irshal yachid, that would be enough that the halacha of this mishnah should not apply. And as we mentioned yesterday, there's a major machlokes rishonim as to what the definition of irshal yachid and irshal rabbim is. Ordinarily, you would think Rishos HaYachid, Rishos HaRabim. But again, we're dealing with a city that's for sure a Rishos HaYachid. Stating that within the realm of Rishos HaYachid, the city could be an Irshal Yachid. The city could be an Irshal Rab. Rashi speaks that in the Mishnah, that an Irshal Yachid is a city, Shaloi Hayu Nichnasim Batamid Samech Riboy Shal Bnei Adam. An Irshal Rabim is a city where there are people that are Nichnasim Batamid. And the amount of those people are Samach Riboy. So an Irshal Yachid, loosely translated, is a city that doesn't have 600,000 people. An Irshal Rabim, loosely translated, is a city that does have 600,000 people. Again, the city itself is a Rishos HaYachid. Even the Irshal Rabim is a Rishos HaYachid. Even though we're saying that the Irshal Rabim means there's 600,000 people that go through it. Now, how could it be a Rishos HaYachid if there's 600,000 people that go through it? The teretz is, it's missing some of the other criteria that make it into a Rishos Rabim. For example, there were no streets that were 16 Amis wide. So if there's no streets that are Tezayin Amis wide, that would be enough for it to be a Rishos HaYachid, stating that if there's 600,000 people that are Nechnas and Batamid, so it's an Irshal Rabim, and Irshal Rabim has this halacha that you can't be Ma'ar of the entire city, you'd have to exclude a small part of the city from the air. But other Rishonim argue with Rashi, and other Rishonim say that Rashi, I don't know where you came up with this idea that there's some significance to 600,000 people being in a city, and that's the definition of Irshal Rabim. That sounds like a number that's a guzma. It's a number that's a haflaga. And even though Rashi himself quotes his source, he says at the end of the day, Hilcha Shabbos, Dinei Hoitzah are all learned out from the Midbar. And in the Midbar, there were 600,000 people. That's even without the women and the children and the Erev Rab. But stating that, the Rishonim say, it's not mentioned anywhere in Talmud Bavli. It's not mentioned anywhere in Talmud Yerushalmi. And to come up with a definition of Irshal Yochid, Irshal Rabin that's based on 600,000 people seems like a Chumri Yaseira, and it's for that reason the Rishonim say a whole different shot and how to understand the Mishnah, Irshal Yochid, Irshal Rabin. Take a look at the Ritva, who talks about this by Arichos, the Ramban, Ayin Shom. But just to make one point clear, and then we'll jump into the Daf, and that is that this Rashi is an often quoted Rashi. That you see from this Rashi that there's a criteria in order for a area to be Rishus HaRabim, you would need that 600,000 people are Nichnasim Batamid. Now the truth is that it's a little bit of a misnomer the way the Rashi is quoted, because this Rashi wasn't describing so much the halachos of Rishus HaRabim as much as it's describing the halachos of an Irshal Rabin. But the point is that at the end of the day, Rashi has this definition that an Irshal Rabin is Dafka, a city that has 600,000 people that go through it. Rashi's Lashon is V'loi Chashiva Rishos HaRabim V'loi Dami L'dig L'midbar. So Rashi's obviously equating Irshal Rabim to Rishos HaRabim, but just to be clear, the Mishnah is not discussing Rishos HaRabim as much as it's discussing Irshal Rabim. So again, what's the halacha if you have an Irshal Rabim? If it was once an Irshal Yachid, then you don't have to worry about it. There's no problem with Tishtakach Teres Rishos HaRabim. If it was not once an Irshal Yachid, it was originally an Irshal Rabim, or even if it was an Irshal Rabim and later became an Irshal Yachid, then the halacha is you would have to be Mishayet. The Gemara then brought a Braisa, and the Braisa elaborated on the Mishnah, as it almost always does. And the Braisa added several halachas. The one halacha the Braisa added that's very pertinent to our halacha is that the Mishnah said that an Irshal Rabim, you have to be Mishayer, says the Braisa on the bottom of Nun Tes Amar Aleph, the last line, Hoysa Shol Rabim, Vahre Yishol Rabim, both if you had a city that was an Irshal Rabim, and it's still an Irshal Rabim, the Ein Lo Ela Pesach Echad, and all it has is one entranceway to get in and out of the city, that Loch is Ma'avar Neskula. Then you don't have this din that you have to be Mishayer. So although, again, Irshal Rabim, you have to be Mishayer, even an Irshal Rabim, Vanasa Shol Yochid, you have to be Mishayer. However, if this ear only has one entranceway in and out of the city, the halach is you don't have to be Mishayah. And the reason is because in order for something to be considered an Irshal Rabin, it has to be Mefulish Mishar Lashar. It has to be a city that has an entranceway on both sides and that you can go from one side to the other side. Now, again, just to be clear, this requirement of Mefulish Mishar Lashar is one of the requirements of a Rishus HaRabin. Stating that, it's such a critical requirement that it defines Irshal Rabim to the point that if you have an Irshal Rabim that's a Rishus HaYachid, that doesn't bother me so much. But if you have an Irshal Rabim that's not Mefulish Mishar Lashar, that negates the whole halacha of Irshal Rabim, and there the halacha is you wouldn't have to be Mishar Raskula. So right now, if somebody asks you, give me an Hechetimtza of an Irshal Rabim that's a Rishus HaYachid, that you can be Ma'ar of the entire city. The Mishnah says you can't be Ma'ar of the entire city. You have to be Mishar. Give me a Hechetim so you can be Ma'ar. So we have two. Number one, if it was once an Irshal Yachid, that's the halacha of the Mishnah. Irshal Yachid, v'nas Irshal Rabim Ma'ar v'neskula. Number two, if it's not Mefulish Mishar Lashar. So if it's not Mefulish Mishar Lashar, even if it's an Irshal Rabim, you have 600,000 people there. It doesn't matter. The halacha is you'd be able to be Ma'ar v'neskula. On that note, the Gemara begins with a Maisa Shahaya Kachay. Reb Zeira, Arva L'masa De Bei Reb Chiya. Reb Zeira was Ma'ar of the city where Reb Chiya lived. V'loy Shavag Lashir. It was a Irshal Rabim, and he was Ma'ar of the entire city. Amalei Abaya, Sabaya asked Reb Zeira, Mai Taima Ovad Mar Hachi. Why did Rebbe do this? Sounds like Abaya was a Talmud of Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira was a chaver of Rabba and Reb Zeira throughout Chas. Who was Abaya's Rebbe? But here Abaya is referring to Reb Zeira as Mar. So he told him, why did you do that? Hachi Amalei, so he told him, Saba Dida Amrili, the elders of the city told me that Reb Chiya Bar Asi Ma'ar of Kula, that Reb Chiya Bar Asi once was Ma'ar of the whole city. Vamina, and I assume, that the reason he was Ma'ar of the whole city probably was, is because even though right now it's an Irshal Rabim, once upon a time it must have been an Irshal Yachid. And an Irshal Yachid and Asa Sharabim, the halach is, you're allowed to be Ma'ar of the whole city. So Reb Zeira told him, you want to know why it was Ma'ar of the whole city? Aye, it's an Irshal Rabim. It's the Mishnah, Nun Tesam and Aleph. Irshal Yachid and Asa Sharabim, he can be Ma'ar of the whole city. Amalei, Sabayu told me, Amruli, Hanus. I also spoke to the elders, and they didn't just tell me that Reb Chiya Bar Asi was Ma'ariv. They actually explained it to me. They told me, Ahi Hashba Havali Michad Gisa, that once upon a time there was a huge pile of garbage on one side of the city, and as a result, the city wasn't Mefulish Mishar Lashar. And because it wasn't Mefulish Lashar Lashar, it's for that reason they were Ma'ariv the whole city. But Vahashta de Panyala Ashba, but now that the garbage isn't there anymore, Havali Kishnei Psachim, so now it's a city that has two entrances, and therefore it's going to be us. Amalei, Reb Zeira told Abaye, Lava that toy. I'll tell you the truth, I didn't know. Shkoyach, I didn't know that. I agree with you. And if that's the case, the halach is, you can't be ma'ariv. Either way, Reb Zeira knew that this was a city that was a near Shorabin that people were once upon a time ma'ariv. He heard it from the elder Yidden that lived in the city, so he went ahead and he made an Erev. But the Gemara says he thought that the reason they were ma'ariv is because of Yerushalayim and Asa Shorabin. If that's the case, it doesn't matter who, what, when, and where. Once it was an Irshal Yachid, originally, you're always allowed to be Ma'ariv of the whole city. Abai explained to me, said that wasn't the reason. It had nothing to do with the first reason or the first Hichitimtsa where you could be Ma'ariv in Irshal Yachid. It's related to the second reason. It's not related to the reason that's mentioned in the Mishnah. It's related to the reason that's mentioned in the Braisa. The reason they were Ma'ariv is because it wasn't Mefulosh Mishal Lashar. Right now, it is Mefulosh Mishal Lashar. And as a result, you can't be Ma'ariv. Boy, you mean Rav Ami Bar Ada Harpino, May Rabbis. Rav Ami, the son of Rav Ada Harpino, asked Rabbi the following question. Sula Mikan, Upesach Mikan. What would be if you have a city that has an entranceway on one side? On the other side, there's a mechitza. So it's not mefulosh mishal l'shar. However, there's a ladder that you can climb and you can get out of the city that way. So if you can get out of the city on the other side, mishal l'shar, by climbing a ladder, do we look at it as if it's mefulosh mishal l'shar, or do we not look at it as it's mefulosh mishal l'shar? A wall with a ladder, is that like an entranceway, or is that not like an entranceway? Amalei. So Rabbi told Rav Ami Barada Harpino, Hachi Amar Rav, I'll tell you what I heard from Rav. Sulam Teres Pesach Olav. A sulam is considered a Pesach, meaning it's mefulosh mishal l'shar. So as it relates to this halacha, it's mefulosh mishal l'shar, you can't be ma'ariv the entire city. Amalei Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman told Rav Ami Barada Harpino, don't listen to Rabbi, because I'll tell you what I heard in the name of Rav. Sulam, Teres Pesach, Olav, Teres Mechitza. A Sulam has a din of a Pesach and has a din of a Mechitza. Teres Mechitza, Olav, it has a din of a Mechitza. Kedamar, in a case like we just said, it would be considered a Mechitza and we would look at the city as if it's not Mefulish, Meshar, Leshar, and as a result, the halacha would be that you could be ma'ariv of the entire city. Teres Pesach, Olav, additionally, you find that it has a Teres Pesach. How so? Besulam, if there's a ladder between two chatzeros, where the halacha is that if there would be an entranceway between two chatzeros, it could be ma'ariv of the two chatzeros as one. If there's no entranceway between the two chatzeros, then you can't be ma'ariv of the two chatzeros as one. What if you have a mechitza between the two, but at the same time there's a ladder? So he said over there, we look at the sulam as if it's a Pesach. Ratzu echad ma'ariv, ratzu shnai ma'ariv. If you want, you can be ma'ariv of one of the chatzeros. If you want, you can be ma'ariv of both of the chatzeros. The bottom line is, Rav Ami Bar Ada Harpano asked Rabbah, a sulam, is it a Pesach? Or is it a mechitza? Told him it's a Pesach. Rav Nachman said, don't listen to him, because I'm going to tell you what I heard from Rav. Rav said, it's Teres Pesach, and it's Teres mechitza. So, which one is it? Or how do you know which one it should be? Do you assume Pesach? Do you assume Mechitza? So Rashi says on Daf Samach Amar Aleph, you always go Lekula. And the reason you always go Lekula is the Kol Be'erev in Lehakel. Because Halacha Kedivri HaMeikol Be'erev, we always go Lekula Be'erevin. I mean, they always go Lekula, so you're always going to assume that Tzadak Kula. So as it relates to our Sugya, our shaila of you have a city that has an entranceway on one side of it, it's an Irshal Rabin, on the other side there's a wall, but there's a sulam. So do you look at it as if it's mefulosh mishal l'shar so that you can't be ma'ar of the whole city? Or do you look at it as if it's not mefulosh mishal l'shar so that you can be ma'ar of the whole city? The teretz is you go l'kula. What's the kula? That we're going to look at the sulam as if it's a mechitza. It's not mefulosh mishal l'shar. As a result, you can be ma'ar of the entire city. But if the kula would be to look at it as if it's a Pesach, for example, two chatzeros that are neighboring, that are separated by a wall, where you would need some entranceway between the two chatzeros in order to be ma'ariv. Again, two chatzeros, sometimes you could be ma'ariv, sometimes you can't be ma'ariv. It's going to be the topic of the next portion of the da'at. What does it depend on? If there's a way to get from one to the other, so then we look at it enough as one that you could be ma'ariv both. So if you have a wall in between two chatzeros and there's a sulam, so if they want to be ma'ariv, they can, and that's a kula. The kula is that we have a gerech to look at it as if it's a Pesach, regardless, Okta Gemaro. Mi Amar Rav Nachman Hachi. Did Rav Nachman say this? Did he say what? That a sulam sometimes is a Pesach and sometimes is a mechitza. You always go lekula. V'amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Rav Nachman himself said in the name of Shmuel. So the first statement that Rav Nachman said was in the name of Rav. He said, Lo tatsisule, hachi yom Rav Adam Rav Amar Rav. Right, he was saying in the name of Rav. The second halacha Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel. He said, Anshi chatzav, anshi marpeset. What happens if you have people that live in a chatzar and people that live in a marpeset? So, again, a picture is worth a thousand words, but the story is where you have a two-story house where the bottom story opens up into a chatzar, a yard. The people on the top floor, they had a marpeset,
a porch that their house opened up into. The question is, could you be ma'ariv the chatzar together with the marpesa? Or, in other words, do you have to be ma'ariv the chatzar and the marpesa? Do you look at them as one big area? So if you look at it, it's a two-story house. So if you look at them as one big area, they would have to all be ma'ariv in order for the area to be good. Because if one person is not included in the area, it knocks out the whole area. If you look at them as two separate areas, then you wouldn't have to be ma'ariv all of them. Not just that, if you look at them as two separate areas, could be they can't be ma'ariv. So how do you treat the anshei achatzar and the anshei marpesa? A pretty straightforward, you would think, Shaila that was often asked once upon a time. So Rav Nachman said, I'll tell you what I heard from Shmuel, that Anshei Chatz of Anshei Marpeset, Sheshokhu, V'lo Yirvu, they forgot and they didn't make an Erev. So the halacha is like that, in Yesh Lefneim Daka Arba, if you have a Daka, so we saw the term Daka in yesterday's daf. A Daka is a small little fence. It's just like a little entranceway. It has two side posts and a crossbar on top. It serves like a little entrance. So if you have a Daka that's for Tfachim, and you put it in front of the ladder that goes from the chatzar to the marpeset, that goes from the first floor to the second floor, so then the halach is in oiseres. It's not going to be an issue. V'imlav, and if not, oiseres, it's going to be oiseres. So again, what happened was is the anshei chatzar, anshei marpeset did not make an erev. The question is that a problem? Does it mess everybody up? Why would you think it messes everybody up? Because if one person in a chatzar doesn't make an erev, say you just knocked out the whole erev. So over here, there was a ladder that went from one to the other. The ladder seems to be what's bringing everybody together. It's the ladder that's uniting everybody. And once everybody's united, so now everybody is totally in the other person. So based on that, you would think it could be an issue. Stating that if you put a little dock in front of the ladder, the dock serves as a mechitza, a partition. It's a siluk. So it separates the people in the chatzah from the people in the marpeset. And as a result, it's not going to be a problem. But what's the kasha? You see from here that the ladder really serves as a pesach. And it's for that reason, really, the fact that the anshei achatz and anshei marpeset didn't make an erev would mess everybody up. It's just because there's a daka there that is what alleviates the issue. Otherwise, it'd be a problem. What's the kasha? If Rav Nachman was makabel from Rav, that you always go the kula, so what would be the kula over here? They forgot to make an erev with each other? You have nothing to worry about. Sulam is going to be a mechitza. If Sulam's Torah's mechitza, Torah's pesach, and really the way you look at it is you always go the kula, so here the kula would be to look at it as a mechitza. So the Gemara says, you have to say the story over here was a little bit different. This is not a case where there was a bona fide mechitza that's separating the chatzar and the marpeset. Narvas, you have a ladder, and we're trying to figure out whether the ladder is teiras mechitza or whether the ladder is teiras pesach. Rather, we're discussing a case but the loy gevaya marpeset asara, where the marpeset was not 10 tvachim off the ground. The height of the marpeset was not 10 tvachim. As a result, it's considered part of the chatzar. Oh, it's considered part of the chatzar. That's why you have a problem. The reason they have to be ma'arif together is not because of the Sulam, it's because it's all part of the same Rishos. If the Marpeset's within 10 Tfachim from the Chatzar, so it's part of the Chatzar. If it's part of the Chatzar, naturally, they would all have to be included. If one of them was not included, it knocks out the whole area. If you're like, Gavoya, Marpeset, Asar, Faith, Gemara, if it's not a Gavoya, Asar, Kiava, Daka, I have it, then why does the Daka help? If the reason the Chatz and the Marpeset are considered one is because of the Sulam, so the Daka in front of the Sulam, and somehow it negates the Sulam. But if it's physically, you can't put a Daka in the middle of a Chatzar and say, now I have two different Chatzeres. So the Gemara says, you have to say Bimigu Fefes. It's talking about whether the Marpeset wasn't more than 10 Tfachim tall. However, there were Mechitzos on the side of the Marpeset. The Marpeset itself had Mechitzos. Now, there was also a breach in those Mechitzos. How wide was the breach? Up until 10 amas. Had it been more than 10 amas, then the mechitzas would be worthless. Because if you have a piritza that's yoysem e'eser amas, then that knocks out the whole mechitza. But it's talking about it was less than 10 amas. So the truth is the marpesa was within 10 tfachim from the ground, but at the same time, there was mechitzas, but the mechitzas also had a huge hole in it. How big of a hole? Up until 10 amas. It's because of that it's a little fuzzy as to whether or not we look at the marpeset and the chatzar as all being one or not. On the one end, it's within 10 tfachim. But then again, you have these mechitzas. So this is the bottom line. The kivin of a daka, if you make a daka, is taluki, is talik, then we assume you are mistalik yourself from it. If you don't make a daka, then we assume you weren't mistalik. Meaning, clearly, it's not straightforward whether or not the marpeset and the chatzar is one. We assume that it's not straightforward. Why? Because really, there's a mechitza. Navas, there's a sulam. That was the Gemara's kasha. That's not straightforward. Rav Nachman has a messiah from Rav, that you always go lakula. So you you should, whatever the kula is, that's what you should follow. The Torah says, no, the reason it wasn't straightforward is for a different reason. It's because on the one hand, it was within 10 tefachim from the chatzar, but then again, there were also mechitzas, real mechitzas, not mechitzas that had a gap of more than 10 amas, but real mechitzas. So how do you look at it? You look at it as one, you look at it not as one. That's where it's a little tricky, and that's where the daka helps. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Kaisel Sheritzba Bisulama is, what happens if you have a wall that separates two chatzeros, and the wall was lined completely with sulamos, with ladders. So you literally lined an entire wall with ladders. Afilu b'yesameyeser, even if you lined it more than 10 amas, teres mechitza olav, it's going to be considered a mechitza. Now this is a chiddush. Why? Because if you would tell me that a sulam is a pesach, if you have more than 10 amos of width of sulamos, that means you have a pesach of more than 10 amos. A pesach of more than 10 amos is a breach. It's a breach that knocks out the halacha is of a mechitza, right? There's different ways where a mechitza can lose its status as a mechitza. Paritz merubah la'omer, or if you have one peritza, that's more than 10 amos. So if you look at all these sulamos as being psochim, that means you have a pesach that's more than 10 amos. So essentially, what was Rabbi Yehuda saying in the name of Shmuel? That a sulam is a mechitza. And being that it's a mechitza, we don't look at it as a breach. Because again, if it's breached, so now the chatzah is missing its wall. So we have major issues. Romilei Rav Bruno, the Rav Yehuda, b'masartet b'Rav Chanina. So Rav Bruno asked Rav Yehuda the following question. Where did he ask it him? In the wine press of Rav Chanina. We saw this already. Did Shmuel say teres mechitza alav? That a Pesach is always considered a mechitza. That's why I don't care if it has 10 amis of width of sulamos. At the end of the day, I still look at it as a mechitza. Same exact halacha. If you have the people of the marpeset, then the people of the chassid live together and they didn't make an error. If there's a daka that's 4 tefachim tall in Oiseres, so then we don't care about the sulam. And if not, Oiseres, then it's a problem. Why? Because the sulam is mechaber, the two. So what do you see from here? You see that a sulam is not necessarily a mechitza. You see that fakert, if it has a daka there, then it's a mechitza. But otherwise, it's a pesach. This is a steer in Shmuel. Two halachas that Shmuel said regarding sulamis. One, he said that if you line up a wall with sulamos, even more than 10 amis, the halacha is, we don't look at it as if there's a peretz of more than 10 amis, it has a din of a mechitza. And here you say, if you have a chatz and a marpeset that are connected by a ladder, and there's no dak in front of it, and they weren't ma'arv with each other, nobody's allowed to carry. Why? Because everyone's messing everybody up. What do you mean? I thought the sulam doesn't change anything. I thought the sulam is teres mechitza. What's the teres? It's the same teres the Gemara gave earlier. That halacha has no shaychus to the sulam. The reason they're connected is not because the sulam is a pesach. The sulam is a mechitza. It's because it was within 10 tefachim. It has the dak to help. I was talking about where there were also mechitzas, there were walls on the marpeset, but the gap was less than 10 amas. Even the avedaka is staluke istalik mehacha. Zok the Gemara vayta. Hanu bnei kakunoi, the also lekami the Rav Yosef. There were people that lived in the city of Kakunoi. They came to Rav Yosef. Amrulei, they told him, Havlan gavra del arvla masim. We want to make an eiv in our city. Our city is a big rishos hayachid. It was an irshal rabim, however, and it's really exhibit the Mishnah on Daf Nun Tesam and Aleph. And they went to Rav Yosef. They said, we need a Daf Machin on Erev. Amalei Abaya. So Rav Yosef told us Talmud Abaya, Zil Arev Lahu. Go make them an Erev. But do me one favor, Abaya. The Chazi, just be careful. Delay Mitzav Chalav Abay Midrasha. Don't do something that's going to cause a tumult. I don't want people coming and shrying at me and they smedrish. What did you do? They want to make an Erev. Let's try to keep this simple. Azal. So the Gemara says, Abaya went. Chazal Lahani Bati the Psichel in the heart. So he sat down and he assessed Bnei Kakunoi's city. So he said, okay, the city of Kakunoi is an Irshol Rabin, and because it's an Irshol Rabin, I can be ma'ar of it, it's a Rishos HaYochid, but I'm going to have to leave out a part of the city. So which part of the city should I leave out? So he had a good idea. He said, I'm going to leave out, at the edge of the city, there were certain houses that had an entrance on one side, and the entrance was facing the Nahar, which was on the outside of the city. It wasn't facing the inside part of the city. So he said, perfect. I'm going to be Meshayah these Chevra. He said, why? Because these people couldn't be Mitzdarif to the Erev anyways. Because being that they didn't have an entranceway that opened up into the city, so they were anyways excluded from the Erev. So he said, they're anyways excluded from the Erev. I think this is a perfect place for me to make the shir, meaning why be Meshayer someone that could otherwise be Meshtatif to the Erev? I might as well be Meshayer someone that anyways would not be able to be Meshtatif with the Erev. Hold on, then Abai said, you know something, maybe I can't do that. He said, "Ei ma'arav in a school time." The Mishnah says that if you want to be ma'arav in Yerushal Rabbi, you can't be ma'arav the entire city. You know what it sounds like? Mechlal di boyle ruvi matzi ma'arvi. It sounds like that if you wanted to be ma'arav the whole city, really you could have been ma'arav the whole city. You just, the halach is you're not allowed to be ma'arav. So I don't think that could be the shir. Meaning, if I'm going to go and establish the shir of the Erev, a part of the city that couldn't be mishtatif in the Erev, even if they wanted to, I don't think that's going to be okay. So he says, I can't exclude them. Ella Avid, you know what I'm going to do? Avid Lukavi, I'm going to make windows to those houses that are on the outside of the city. Once I make windows, the boyle urve derech haloyim is matzi ma'arvi. Because we're going to learn a whole parak called parak haloyim. The halach is that you let it be ma'arif through a window. A window, like an entranceway, is considered a chibur that allows you now to be ma'arif. The point is, let me do a little construction on the house. Let me make them windows facing the city. They like their privacy. Their only entranceway is ocean front to the Nar. But I'm going to start breaking some walls. I'm going to make a window for them. And once they have windows, then I'll exclude them, right? So first, we're going to break some walls. And then we're going to exclude you. Hada Amar. And then he said, like, boy, not something. I don't think I have to do that. Because Rabbi Baravua, he was ma'ar of the entire city of Mechuzah. Mechuzah was also an Irshal Rabbin. But it was, he went and he was ma'ar of the entire city of Mechuzah. He did it one neighborhood at a time. And the reason he did it one neighborhood at a time is because there were ditches in different parts that separated different neighborhoods of Mechuzah. And the reason there were ditches is they used to store things for the animals. But the point is the reason he was comfortable doing it is that Chol Chad V'Chad Havashir L'Chavre. Because he felt that even though you're not allowed to be ma'ar of an entire city, that's an Irshal Rabbim, but what do you need to do? You have to make a shir. He said, I have a shir. Meaning, if it was one big Eruv, then there's no shir. But he said, being that it's a bunch of individual Eruvin, so each neighborhood is a shir, copy the other one. And as a result, he was comfortable doing it. Now, said Abaya, why was he allowed to do this? If he would have wanted to be ma'arav the entire city of Mechuzah, he couldn't have done it. Why? Because these ditches were separating them. They were mechitzas. So you couldn't make one big Eruv. So he said, if you couldn't make one big Eruv, and still he treated an area that he couldn't include in his Erev as a shir for the Erev that he made. So you see, you don't have to be able to be included. So Adarabba, there's no reason for me to do construction. Let me just leave these people as the shir. I can't include them. You see, from Mechuzah, it's not a problem. Hadamra, but then he wasn't sure again. He said, like, dummy, maybe it's a hasm over there. Boy, la ruvi derech gagas. He said, really, in Mechuzah, they could have been ma'arif. They could have connected themselves. Derech gagas. That's also a parak we're going to learn. Kol kagas. Because even though on the floor, he said there were a lot of mechitzas between the mavayis, but on top there wasn't. So he said he could have maybe done it that way, as opposed to over here, v'hanilei ma'arvi. But there was no way in the cooking, in this city, kakunai, he said over there, they weren't connected at all. I mean that they weren't connected at all, not even derech gagas, so maybe I can't be ma'arev. So he said, ilkach navid kavi. He says, therefore, I think I'm going to just make windows. So the bottom line is Abaye was given the task of making an Erev for the people of Kakunoi. It was an Irshal Rabbin, and he understood, Abaye, that you can't be ma'ar of the whole city. It's the Mishnah, Daf Nun Tesa Min Aleph. What do you have to do? You have to leave out an area. You have to make a shir. And he was just trying to figure out what's practically the best part of the city to be Mashiach. And his thought was that there were certain houses that anyways didn't open up into the city. They anyways wouldn't have been included in the area. They're part of the same zip code, the part of the same city. Let them be the shir. But Abaye was Masupik. Could I be Mashiach something that can't be included or not? So Abaye said, if I can, then I'll just be Mashiach them. If I cannot, I'll make them windows. And after I make them windows, so this is Abaye's back and forth. So Abaye's at the point right now where he thinks he has to make windows. Hadamar Abaye, then Abaye came around and he said, you know what? Kavi nami loy, I don't think I have to make them windows. I could just be Mashiach them because I have another story. So this is like in Tshuvas, you see that Gedolim, they use case study from Tshuvas, from Friya de Gedolim, to try to be Machriya. That's what Abaye is doing. He knew about a whole bunch of different Eruvin. He knew about the roof, the Eruv in Mechuzah, now the Eruv in Pompadisa. He was aware of all these different stories. He was trying to apply it. So Abaye said that, you know, I know of another Erev. There was a Beit Tivna, a Beis HaTevin, where they stored straw. Davale the Mar Bar Pudisa be Pompadisa. So Bar Pudisa owned a Beis HaTevin in Pompadisa. V'shav Yitzhir l'Pompadisa, and it was considered a shir. Now a Beis HaTevin doesn't have to be included in an Erev. So if it doesn't have to be included in an Erev, it's not a residential area. And it was the shir. See, it doesn't have to be included. The bottom line is, Abaye, after making this cheshbon and realizing that you could be Mashiach even something that can't be included in an Erev, which meant that he didn't have to make windows for those houses that were on the outskirts of Kakunoi Omar, he said, now I understood what my Rebbe said. Yeah, it's fashteich what Rav Yosef meant. Haynu da omali mar, chazid ulei mitzavches Allah b'mei b'drasha. Make sure they don't come yelling at me at Beis Medrash. Because Abaya was literally at the brink of doing construction on certain houses and then telling them, by the way, you're not even included, right? You're going to pay for it, but you're not included. That's basically the bottom line. So he said he understood that there would have been a big tumult, and they would have come running to Rav Yosef, and Abaye would have been wrong. And that's where Rav Yosef, Birimiza, told Abaye, he said, just do me a favor, and let's see if we could do this in a way without causing a ruckus. Elam came asa chutzalak yirchalash. The Mishnah said that in Irsh Rabbi, you can't be ma'ar of the entire city. What do you have to do? You have to leave out a portion. How big of a portion? So it was a machloikis in the Mishnah. A machloikis, Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. Rav Yehuda said, it has to be at least as big as the city of Chadasha. What was unique about the city of Chadasha? Sheyesh ba chamishim diyor. There were 50 people that lived there. Rav Shimon had a much smaller share. Gimel chatzeros shel shnei batim. Tanya, Amar Rav Yehuda, ir achas ha'isa b'Yehuda, was a city in Yehuda v'Chadasha, shmad's name was Chadasha, and there were 50 people that lived there, and that was the paradigm that Chazal used to use to describe a city that is the shear of an Irshal Rabbin when you're trying to be Ma'ar of the city. Vehi hoisa shear, and it itself was also a shear. Second piece of information. Meaning Chadasha had a neighboring city which was larger than it, and Chazal used Chadasha as the shear for that larger city. Ibailu Chadasha Ma'u. What about Chadasha itself? Meaning what would be if you want to be Ma'arev Chadasha? So what would be that halacha then? Chadasha ki heichid iu havishir l'gdoilu, gdoilu nami havishir l'ktanu. The Gemara says, I don't know what the shayla is. If Chadasha was the shear for its larger neighbor, then certainly the larger neighbor would be a shear for Chadasha itself. The Gemara says, no, different question. What would be if you have a small city? How small? So small that it's the side of Chadasha. Would that city also have the halach of the Mishnah? Now you're going to tell me, what do you mean? I thought the halach of the Mishnah is only Nogeya near Shal Rabin. Here you're talking about 50 people on Nashim Vetav. This is a kleiner shtetl. This is a cul-de-sac. So how could it be? The Teretz is, because what did the Mishnah say? Ir Shal Rabin, Vinase Shal Yochid, you have the same halacha. So even though it's not a near Shal Rabin now, the halach of the Mishnah would be Nogeya as long as it was once a near Shal Rabin. So that was the question. What would be if you had a near Shal Rabin and it became small? So small that it's mamish like the Ir Chadasha. So what would be the halach over there? So the Gemara says, Rav Huna Rabbi was machlech Rav Huna Rabbi. Chadama one said, Bayishir, we need a shir, Chadama. The other one said, Loi Bayishir. Rav Shimon was the other sheet in the Mishnah. He said, Gimel Chatzeris Vechulu. Amar Rav Chamabar Guri Amar Ra. Halacha ki Rav Shimon. The halacha is like Rav Shimon. If you take a look in the Maseres Hashas, so Maseres Hashas says, Le'il Menvav Amin Beis. What was Menvav Amin Beis? Because over there we were discussing all the Klole Apsak. One of the Klole Apsak is when there's a machlek is Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. The halacha is like Reb Yehuda. Frank the Gemara, Reb Chama Bar Guri said it, the name of Rab, halacha like Reb Shimon. So what did the Gemara say? No one said the halacha can never be like Reb Shimon can never be Reb Yehuda. Well, we don't know if the halacha is like Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, then the halacha is like Reb Yehuda. Lemaisa, the maskana of Gemara, Mem Zayin Amud Beis is that Rab didn't hold of all those klalim. Reb Yochanan was the one that held of those klalim. Rab didn't hold of those klalim. What about Shmuel? Maybe Shmuel also didn't hold of those klalim. Nafkamina, because even though Reb Yochanan and Rab, halacha to Reb Yochanan, but halacha, when there's a machloikis Rav Yoichanan and Rav and Shmuel, that's already a machloikis Toisvus in the Rif in Masechta Shabbos Daf Kuf Mam Hey, but that's already that we spoke about. But either way, so Rav Chama Bar Guri, you said in the name of Rav, the halach is like Rav Shimon, Rav Yitzchak Amar, Afilu Bayis Echad V'Chatzar Achas. Even if the city or the area, the shir, is made up of one house and one chatzar, that's enough. Chatzar Achas Olkod Daitach. A chatzar Achas is enough. Meaning a chatzar always means a chatzah that has a house. Rashi, chatzah beloy bayis, mi havadira. A chatzah without a house is not a dira. Eleim a bayis, echad bichatzah achas. One chatzah that has one house that opens up into it, that in and of itself would be enough. Amalei, by the Rav Yosef, so Abaye asked Rav Yosef, how did Rav Yitzchak? This ne Rav Yitzchak said, bayis echad chatzah achas. Meaning, it's not like any of the shittas in the Mishnah. Rav Yehuda said, chamishim diyorim. Rav Shimon said, gimel chatzeros, shnei batim. Rav Yitzchak has a new shittah. So Abaye asked Rav Yosef,
Gemara Aisvara. This sheet of Rabbi Yitzchak. Is this a Gemara? He had this b'mesayra, or he came up with this misvara? Amalei. So Rabbi Yosef told Abai, "My nafka lachmina. Does it matter?" Amalei. So he says, "What do you mean? It doesn't matter. Gemara is martate. What, you want the Gemara to be a niggin? Of course. This is lahagdol tayr ladira. We have to figure it out." So two interesting things. Number one, this is another interesting exchange between Abai and Rabbi Yosef. Another one, meaning on today's daf. Another one. There's so many of them throughout Shas, underrated. But here's two right here in our daf. But also, what was this have I mean of Gemara smarta tehei? So again, this ties back to the Teferis Yisrael, the fantastic Kiddush of the Teferis Yisrael, the Masechtas Erechin, Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph, who says that once upon a time they used to sing, every Mishnah was a different Niggin. And that's why you find Chsurim Mechsuras, and that's why you find Zuvein Tzarech Leimrezus, because sometimes they used to back in the wording of the Mishnah to a Niggin. And he says that's why there was a Havamino, Gemara Zmarta Tehei. He said, that's the richness of that line. Why would you think it was a niggun? Because they used to sing the Mishnayos. They used to sing these brises sometimes. They taku war nigunim. So that was the Havamino. What, it means stama niggun ba'alm? It's not stama niggun. It's gemara. This is a shtickle gemara. This is a brise. It's a Mishnah. Avada has to be treated differently. Zok the Mishnah weiter. We now return to our regular program, which is Tchumen. So, can't excel. So we go from Chatzeres way back to Tchum. Zok the Mishnah. Mishnah yibim Mizrach. If somebody was to the east, so to the east of what? That's going to be the first discussion in the Gemara. But somebody was to the east. Pashtun, it means to the east of his house. Vamal of Noi, and he told his son, Arev libim Ayiv, do me a favor, make me an Ayiv, to the west of our house. Meaning, his Makim Shvisa is his house, but he wants to make an Ayiv. He wants to make an Ayiv to Mayiv. So he was to Mizrach, and he says, do me a favor, make me an Ayiv to Mayiv. This happened when? It happened Bein Hashmasha. So literally, as the sun is setting, Tchilas Hayom, Soif Hayom, but as the moment that Erev Tchumen is supposed to go into effect, this is when this conversation is happening. Or, the Meir, if he was to the west of his house, make me an Erev to the east. If he's within 2,000 Amis of his house, Ulei Ruvoy, Yoisimikan, and he's more than 2,000 Amis from the place where he wants to put his Erev, so Mutalabesa, he's going to be kind of Shvisa in his house. Vasalei Ruvoy, he's not going to be kind of Shvisa in his Erev, even though he wants an Erev. But you have to be within Alpayamama from your Erev in order for your Erev to work. Lei Ruvoy Alpayamama, what if he's within 2,000 Amis from his Erev? Ulabesa Yesimikan, but he's more than 2,000 Amis from his house. The Gemara is going to discuss what the Metzius is. So then, Asalabesa, and the Erev is Chal. So if the Erev is Chal, he's also Lebesa. Now, just to be clear, when we say Mutter and Asa Lebesa Le Ruvay, we don't mean can he go to his house, can he not go to his house. We mean what's his Makam Shvisa? Is his Makam Shvisa his house, or is his Makam Shvisa his Erev? So if he's within 2,000 Amos of the Erev and not the house, his Makam Shvisa is there. If he's within 2,000 Amos of the house and not the Erev, his Makam Shvisa is going to be the house. There's a few important Rashis here in the Mishnah. Ayin Shum. We'll get back into this sugi a lot more in tomorrow's daf. But for now, another Alocha Noisin, they say Ruva Beibur Shalir. If somebody places his Erev Beibur Shalir, so the Ibur of the city, we know by now, is 70 and 2/3 Amos outside of the city itself. So if somebody puts his Erev there, Layasav Aloy Klum. He did nothing. The reason he did nothing is because the Ibur Shalir is part of the city. So he didn't accomplish anything. His makam shvisa is fight to the city. It's all considered part of the city. Nasli chutz l'tchum. Let's say he put it outside of the tchum, not outside of alpayim am, as the Gemara is going to explain, but outside of the limits of the city, outside the ibur shalir. Afilu ama achas. Even if it was only one ama out, mashenisker, he's going to gain one ama in the direction of where he placed the erev. But at the same time, it's going to be offset. Who mafs it, he's going to lose one amma in the opposite direction. So if you put one amma outside the city limits, outside the Ibur Shalir to the east, he loses one amma to the west. If he puts one amma to the west, he loses one amma to the east. This will very much be the topic of the next staff. Zok Digamar. The Mishnah started with a very simple case. Misha Hayyab and Mizrach. Somebody was to the east, and he told his son, do me a favor, make an Erev for me to the west. He was to the west, and he told his son, do me a favor, make me an Erev to the east. So the Mishnah said, the halacha is like this. If he's within 2,000 amas of his house, but he's more than 2,000 amas away from his Erev, so his kinyan shvisa is the house, it's not the Erev. If fakert, he was within 2,000 amas of the Erev, but he's more than 2,000 amas from his house, then the kinyan shvisa is where the Erev is, not where the house is. Sok de Gemara. Kosolka daitach, lemizrach, lemizrach beisach, lemayav, lemayav beisach. The Mishnah says, to the east of what? To the west. To the west of what? So Kosolka daitach, probably to his house. That's what it means. He was to the east of his house. And he told the son, make an Erev to the west
of our house. He's to the west of his house. He told the son, make an Erev to the east of our house. And that's what the Mishnah is saying. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, Bishleim hey medul beis alpayim mam ulei ruva. Yes, and mikamashkachas lai. I understand the mitzias where your house can be within 2,000 amas and the Erev is beyond 2,000 amas. That makes perfect sense. You're to the east of your house. The Erev is going to be to the west of your house. You're closer to your house than you are to your Erev. Hacha b'mayaskina, where the house is within 2,000 amas, the Erev is outside of 2,000 amas. It's very simple, Ikimta. It makes perfect sense. Ella, however, what, however, is the mitzias where it's in the reverse? How is it possible that you're within 2,000 amas of your Erev and you're more than 2,000 amas from your house? If your house is closer to you than your Erev, how could the distance between you and your Erev be closer than the distance between you and your house? So again, the case is somebody's to the east of what? So the Mishnah wasn't clear. We're assuming that you're to the east of your house. You want to make the Erev Lamayrev, to the west of your house. That means if you're to the east of your house and the Erev to the west of your house, you're closer to your house than you are to the Erev. So what's the second scenario of the Mishnah? How's it possible that you're within 2,000 amas of your Erev and you're not within 2,000 amas of your house? That would suggest that you're closer to your Erev than you are to your house. But based on the way the Mishnah laid it out, the geography, it doesn't work out. So the Gemara says two terutz. And one terutz is, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Misavris l'mizrach l'mizrach beisein l'mayrev l'mayrev beisein. It's a kosol kedaitach, but it's incorrect. L'mizrach l'mizrach b'noi l'mayrev l'mayrev b'noi. We don't mean it's talking about where you were to the east of your house. You're to the east of your son. You want to make an Erev to the west. Your son was further west than you are. So he said, b'ma'arev to the west. Where is the Erev relative to the house? I have no idea. I don't know. In the first case of the Mishnah, the house is closer. In the second case of the Mishnah, the Erev is closer. But the point is, it's not l'mizrach beisai, it's l'mizrach benai. If it's l'mizrach beisai, yeah, then it doesn't make sense. If it's l'mizrach benai, then anything can make sense. Rava or Rabba barav sheilom, and I feel the time of l'mizrach beisai. Ulamayrev, l'mayrev beisai, kegoin, dekoy beisai, balach soina. This is the third time we've had this in the last few dafin. No, the mitzias is the same. You were l'mizrach beisai, and you told your son, be ma'ariv to the west, which means that the Erev is going to be to the west of your house. Still, it's possible you could have a mitzius where you're within 2,000 amas of your Erev, you're not within 2,000 amas of your house. How is that possible? Where from you to the Erev is a straight line, but from you to your house is a diagonal. Being that from you to your house is a diagonal, the difference, the delta between the diagonal of a square and any one of the sides of a square is 1.4 to 1. So as a result, it is possible, theoretically, very simple, that the Erev would be to the west of your house, but at the same time, even though you're to the east of your house, you're going to be closer to the Erev than you will be to your house. Because to get to your house, you have to walk on a diagonal, which is 1.4 times the distance. To walk to the Erev, all you have to walk is a straight line. That's closer. As a result, it's all true. It's possible that you're to the east of your house. Your house is to the east of your Erev. But at the same time, you're closer to your Erev than you are to your house. So you're within Alpayim Amah from your Erev. You're not within Alpayim Amah of your house. One last line. If somebody puts his Erev within the Ibor at Gunash Eifketon, what if he put it one Amah outside of the Tchum? Then already, if he put it one Amah outside the Tchum, then already the Erev is going to work. How can you put the Erev outside of the Tchum? What was the Lashon of the Mishnah? If you put it, when you're learning Tchumen, it sounds like it's outside of Alpayim Amah. You can't put your Erev outside of Alpayim Amah. It has to be within your Alpayim Amah. Mar says, Alei mechutz libur. Now, it doesn't mean chutz l'tchum, it means chutz of the Tchum of the city, not the Alpayim Amah part of the Tchum, but rather chutz mi'bur shel. Yeah.